It's Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. Today's band is Oingo Boingo, and hard work does indeed work, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is go download that app. Coach Joe is working on some improvements, but you can still sign up. $9.99. That's the WWE Network. I just watched NXT TakeOver. My apologies. For $10 a month, Coach Joe will give you personalized workouts based on what you have. I mean, you got nothing. You just got your body weight. He will make a workout for you, and he will make it work out. He will get you in tip-top physical. Ladies and gentlemen, hard work works, fitness. Get that app and get on it and hashtag join the hustle. And we're hustling because I feel like we... Look, the timing of this couldn't have come better. Like, the beginning of October for Oingo Boingo seems pretty perfect.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
joining me on the panel, I honestly, either one of you could have put this band on the board and it wouldn't surprise me. So I'm going to go Fredo here, even though it easily could have been Brian. So what is it about Oingo Boingo, Fredo? Why do we have to do Oingo Boingo?
Why? Because Oingo Boingo, for a kid who grew up in the 80s, Oingo Boingo was the band. Every movie that you ever saw, if there was a party going on, the band was Oingo Boingo. Whether it was back to school, whether it was bachelor party. If there was a live band playing at some party where there was a bunch of drugs and a bunch of girls running around in bras or in bikinis or whatever, Oingo Boingo was the band. And so to me, they were always the party band. That's why we had to do them.
I get it. So, Brian, you hopped on Oingo Boingo. So what is it about them for you?
Obviously, I heard them through soundtracks because Back to School was top five favorite comedies for me. But also, Danny Elfman is composed a lot of movies that I love, Tim Burton, and just a lot of other movies in general, too. But, yeah, I'm a huge Danny Elfman fan, and so I grew up hearing these songs, too, and then just kind of put two together. Like, oh, this was his band before he was a composer.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had mentioned that, you know, being the beginning of October makes the perfect sense. And there is, while it isn't the entirety of the band, there is this, like, somewhat spooky Halloween theme going through the music over the course of the discography. So I hesitate to say spooky. I lean more towards, like, Halloween, like, autumn. Like, there's this feeling of... And I know, A Nightmare Before Christmas comes to mind.
But that's the best way to put it. It's got that kind of spooky, but kind of cool, chill, almost an adult could enjoy it, but a teenager could enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And elements of skeletons and the dead and everything, but not scary.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, not scary. Like, it's not Alice Cooper where it's, like, you know, horror-based. It's just, like, kind of spooky. Like, again, yeah. Like Halloween. So, yeah. But that was the theme I got. And I've got a very limited... Oingo Boingo has always been on my radar. As a matter of fact, my in-laws both love Oingo Boingo, as far as I know. And my mom... was a huge Oingo Boingo fan, but
really,
yeah. I mean, U2 was her band, so
right.
U2 was the one like that I always connect to her, but I know she liked Oingo Boingo as well. So, like, again, it's just always kind of been there, and I just never made the deep dive. So
can I just tell you, I don't mean to interrupt you, but right now, Brian is looking very scary, looking very slasherish. Yeah. That light in the background. Where he's at.
It is. Yeah.
Poor Brian is just trying to get in a better position to where we can see him.
Yeah. I was just trying to make myself look better in the dark lighting.
Nah, you're good. You're good, brother.
It goes perfect with the evening, though, I have to say.
Yes, it's Halloween month, guys.
Yeah, that's right. It is autumn. So when you think about that theme, like, I guess with Oingo Boingo, you kind of have to, your 20 has to kind of fit around that theme, does it not? How did you put your 20 together, Fredo?
You know, I don't look at things like that, but yet as I'm looking at the songs, it might kind of go into that kind of a feeling, I guess. I put my 20 together the way I always put my 20s together, which is I start off with my essentials, the mm-hmm. ones that I can know I can name right off the top of my head, and I write them down. And then after that, then I go back and dive in to find, you know, to find those lost gems that I loved back when I was into the band, you know, per se, when they were always on my playlist. And there were a couple I was doing this, man, that just lit right back up. I was like, oh my God. And so this was fun for me.
So Brian, same question. How did you frame up Oingo Boingo? How did you do your 20?
I guess it was really easy. I had the ones I knew that I knew without even listening to again were going to be my list. And then I did more deep dives on their later records, which I was never that hugely into or familiar with. So that's where I kind of refined everything. I mean, the classics, I love them regardless. Like, Dead Man's Party is Dead Man's Party. Like, it's going to be great every time I hear it. So...
I do have to say that was the gem to me. Dead Man's Party was impossible for me. Again, like my knowledge of the band is pretty limited, you know, to what I've heard on soundtracks or in movie scenes. So coming into this, they are what I thought they were, which is great, but they're also at times even better than I thought they were, which is even great. Like, I had a blast listening to Oingo Boingo. Like, I was able to, I took a walk and listened to most of the discography. And I also have to say that, like, you know, picking out my 20 wasn't painstaking. There was like a couple of really, really hard cuts, but after my first pass, I had 9 or 10 that I was like, oh no, those are in. So like my refining wasn't that big of a deal. Like, I didn't pull my hair out trying to get down to 20. Now, whether I match, I guess what I'm saying is I didn't play the game too much. I just kind of plucked out 20, the 20 that I really enjoyed.
You said during your first pass you had 42.
Right.
Or something along those lines. So I thought you were going to be kind of hurting.
No.
Trying to narrow it down.
No, like, so what I left out, the information that was left out is like 9 of those were in. Like, regardless, undisputable. So, like, then it's just filling out the 11 and pass. When I have that much going into that second round of cuts, it's like, I mean, I imagine at least 1 or 2 of those 9 are going to get 2, you know, so they're going to be in the discussion. I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, if a good handful of those 9 make it, then I'm pretty happy. But I mean...
I bet you 7. I'm going to say 7 easy.
You think?
If not more, are going to fly right through.
Okay. I mean, that's the thing is that was the feeling I got from you know, the 9 that I had. I was like, these feel strong. Like, I love these. These are great. And then as I'm coming back around, it's really just throwing in a couple that I just liked that, you know, maybe I floated out, maybe I grab somebody into the conversation or just to get it in here. I will also note that there's a couple that the listeners brought to the dance and I'm like, oh, like there's one super really hard cut that the listeners brought to the dance and I'm like, damn it. I should have went with my gut, but I really enjoyed listening to Oingo Boingo. So I'm looking forward to, seeing how this goes. But with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The 3 of us have each combed through Oingo Boingo's discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Oingo Boingo a chance. And now I'm not going to go with my favorite here, and I don't even know that this is necessarily the strongest of the nine that passed through, but it's the one that I keep thinking about this entire time. And I'm sure I heard it on a movie. If not, I knew it somehow. Nothing Bad Ever Happens to Me.
Yeah, I got it on my list.
I got it on my list.
Hey, okay. All right. That's a good start. Hold on. Let's do the thing. The first time, like on my first pass when I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, I know this song. But yeah. Then you listen to that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay. And then that. Nothing bad ever happens to me.
Why should I care?
Yeah. This is just great. And like it screams, yeah. Screams them. I like everything about this is great. Like I said, I don't know that it's necessarily my favorite one, but it's definitely the song that sticks out the most when I was listening this time around. All right. Okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
All right. We got one through. All right. Fredo?
No, go with Brian, because Brian's not saying a lot. I don't know if it's because he's listening for stalkers coming up behind him or something.
I am. You know, I'm like... I gotta watch these bitches behind me. this is my favorite Wonka Boy song, I think. On the Outside.
On the Outside.
It's on. Nope. It's on only a lad. Yeah.
No. No. Sorry.
There's a. I'm just an alien through and through, trying to make believe I'm you. I love that song.
Well, dang.
All right, cool. Well, never mind then.
Well, dang.
You know what?
Not listed.
Let me go. By go. All
right. I feel for you because my pick is going to be just like that. Back in the early 90s, when I was getting in shape so I could go join the Navy, I worked out every day, and this was the first song on my workout tape, and I listened to it religiously. And it's off of Dead Man's Party. It's Just Another Day.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yes.
Hey, it's got that trilling piano that would be great on a trip.
Yeah. It's just that beginning. You know, it's just that thing. Like when I would get up and I would listen to it. And I used to, back then I could run and I used to jog and just that you know, just another. It's just another day.
Yeah.
Just another. Oh, man, I fucking loved it.
Then that.
That's two
coming
down
through. Bow, bow.
Yeah.
Again, it feels very them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that was actually one that the listeners brought to the dance too.
Yeah, I know. I think I liked it when I saw it on the Facebook
machine. I see you cheating over there.
Didn't Jody pick that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out Jody.
Yeah, good pick.
All right, let's slide this one up to the top of my little Spotify list here, and then I will get back to you under the thing, if you will.
If you will.
All right. Wow. Okay. All right. I'm going to go to some of these ones that got through on the first pass that I just really liked and may not necessarily be home runs. We'll see. How about let's jump up to Boy Ngo. Outrageous.
No.
Nope.
Is that two no's?
Nope.
All right. Into the trash. Or the not listed, rather. All right, Fredo?
No, go on.
I'm sorry. Yes, Brian.
You brought me, yeah. All
right. This is one of their best songs. It's probably would be popular nowadays for the QAnon crowd. He wrote it about his time in Hollywood. It's called Little Girls.
Oh, shit. No.
No, and you know, I didn't put that because...
I'm surprised you don't have that, Fredo.
Surprisingly, like, it is a great tune. Like, I'm not going to lie. I think, did we
it's
lose...
It's a good song.
Oh, we Fredo froze.
It's just unfortunately about.
Yep.
Did we lose Fredo?
I think he froze.
Yeah, he did freeze.
But what's funny is the second that song played, I was like, "Holy shit, this sounds like them." Holy shit, I don't like this song matter.
Right. Yeah. And he like that song's not about him. Obviously, he it was his first time in Hollywood. He saw like people dating very young women, and he just kind of wrote a song about that concept, I guess. And wrote it on purpose to be controversial too. So
that would make sense. Yeah. But
we'll make you feel better about listening to it and liking it.
So, dude,
what happened?
I don't know. You froze there for a second.
Yeah,
you guys did too for longer than a second.
Bizarre.
You were talking about why you didn't have little girls on your list.
Oh, because it was just weird.
Yeah,
it's just I was telling him like he wrote that song specifically from the perspective of people he were surrounded with in Hollywood, and also to be controversial with the lyrics, but it's not about him, obviously. So
no, but it's just one of those things, you know.
Yeah,
I just didn't feel comfortable putting that one on.
Right. No, I mean, I love that song. I will turn it down if I'm, you know,
out in the open. Exactly.
Well, just, you know, I hate to repeat myself, but I was telling Brian, like, I pushed play and I heard that one. I was like, holy shit, this is great. This is Oingo Boingo. And then I was like, oh shit, wait, this subject matter is terrible.
I know. And see, and that was also me playing the game. I knew that that was not a, you know, that was not a Justin Wilson song.
But for the record, we did have a listener who put that song up. So you're definitely not wrong.
And they are on a list right now somewhere.
All right, Fredo?
Let's see. Where do I want to go? Let me go a little deep. Off of the Boingo album, Insanity.
Oh, shit. No.
What?
Nope, I don't.
Nope.
Oh, my God, really?
That was a late cut. I ended up cutting a lot from that record.
I couldn't believe that because that's such a great song, and it's, you know, it's one of their longer songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like it clocks in like 7.5 minutes or something like that. But I loved it, man.
No, it was great. I found other stuff. So
well, obviously,
yeah.
they really they're. Their last two records, they really started to write long epic songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna go to Nothing to Fear, and this one really stuck out on the next time around. Gray Matter.
Yep.
No.
All right.
I got it.
Goes to the conversation though. All right. Mm-hmm. Not a whiff.
I know it's one of their bigger songs too, and it doesn't grab me. It never did.
Oh, it is? I would never.
Yeah.
I well, I guess that makes sense. That's probably why it stuck out to me. All right, Brian?
All right. Since we brought it up earlier, but do we mention Dead Man's Party yet? Officially?
The album, not the song.
The song, yeah.
Did you pick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely on my list.
I mean, it's from Back to School, which is top five favorite comedies for me. Mm-hmm. So, and it's their most accomplished record for sure. Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you this. I don't have.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. Shit.
I don't.
Oh, wow. Don't, you know what? Just say it's in the conversation.
Yeah, it's going to the conversation. But like, that's the one I was just I was talking about just before we went on that the listeners brought in that I felt bad about cutting because I love that song. So
how do you cut that song?
Exactly. Yeah, man. It's like.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that song, whether we give them a top 10, a top 5, a top 3, that song is there, man.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's the first one through. Like, I mean,
if there's one song they can never avoid, they can't not play at a show, it's that song.
Well, there's two. The other one will get mentioned here in a little bit, and we'll know what it is.
It's from the same record, probably.
Right, right. Yeah, it is.
But see, and that was part of it, too, because I think even without it, I have four from that record. So,
okay, that's fair.
You know, it just is what it is, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I am fully on board with Dead Man's Party going through. So,
yeah.
All right, so
it's probably
good. Okay. All Let me go from I'm going to pick now Good to the Soul and to get into that Halloween vibe. Let's go with the song that I think I'm positive is based on the Island of Dr. Moreau. No Spill Blood.
No.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sorry, man.
Wow.
This is what I'm saying. I have nothing to say. Just
look.
Sorry.
I wanted on the outside. All right. I didn't get my way either.
Fair enough.
All right. I need to make sure I put this gimmick where it belongs. All right. So we're back to me, huh? Mm-hmm.
We got off to a good start. Now we're stalling and shit.
Yeah. I think we're dancing around some of the ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to Only a Lad. And this was the first time I was like, oh, there they are. Only a Lad.
Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
Hey. Yep.
There we go. Back on track.
It was my last edition, actually.
As I was listening to that record, I get to that song. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, yeah. This is them. Get a little bit of that for a sec.
Dun, 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 dun.
It always felt like there was like skeletons playing that music.
Yes, yeah. It's just stupid fun. And then, of course, there's horns littered throughout this discography.
Oh, you know what? That's one of the things I love about them is the horns. They made the horns fun again.
Yeah, because they're not necessarily a ska band.
But right.
They use, like, that ska horn section, though, really well.
It's just a nice, like, accent to what they're doing. All right. So Only a Lad is in... We're doing okay here. We are doing okay. All right, Brian?
Well, I'm going to bring it up now. Weird Science.
Yep, I got it.
Nope, I didn't.
Nope. What?
That was the one song that I was like, and Justin knows, there's always that one song that's just like, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of their biggest hits. Obviously it is.
Yeah.
But but it's not a song that I think... I gotta put on a list to get somebody to like Oingo Boingo.
Okay, that's fair.
So,
I couldn't get.
But
past
I'm sure. It. Yeah, go ahead.
I couldn't get past it. I love it. it's one of the few I knew going in, like 100% new, and I'm like, well, surely I'm not gonna bring Weird Science to the game. But then I listened to it as it came up in the record. I'm like, well, yeah, I kind of can't. So, okay. All right. Fredo.
There's two in there.
Yeah. Right. It's in the conversation.
I'm going to go off of Boy and Go, Not My Slave.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a good one.
Justin, come on.
Fucking up, man.
I feel great that like I'm on the same wavelength. I made the cut where you guys didn't.
That's one of those. I just love the music. Like, even if you take away the words, which I like, I love the words too. But the music is just so upbeat. Dun 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 dun.
Damn it.
Yeah. Good. I mean, you're fucking up, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely on that first pass through.
That's two. That's two, Justin. That should have went seemingly smoothly into the top five. You know.
It seems like your first pass was a lot better than what you have now.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too.
Dead Man's Party is the one I feel really, really fucking bad about because I love that tune.
Well, you should.
So, all right. So we're back to me.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go back to, or I'm going to go do Dark at the End of the Tunnel. And look, am I impartial to Ghostbusters 2? Just a little. I'm going to go Flesh and Blood.
No.
Nope.
All right. after all, we're flesh and blood. Now, again,
I forget that's in that movie. There's so many fucking songs and movies.
I know. Yeah.
So yes, did it get through on the strength of Ghostbusters 2? Mostly, but
well, I'm just gonna say you got that one in there, and you didn't put Dead Man's Party on.
Right. Yeah, man. What the fuck?
Wait, are you guys saying that Flesh and Blood's a bad song? How dare you?
I'm just saying that. How if I had 20 songs to pick,
is it better than Dead Man's Party? No.
Exactly.
No, I definitely
is
agree.
Is Ghostbusters 2 better than Ghostbusters? No, of course it's not.
No, it's the sequel. But I am impartial to it. I do love it. All right.
No, it's great. I will defend Ghostbusters 2. I don't care.
I thought it was a good movie.
I think it's fine. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's up against Ghostbusters. What the fuck are you supposed
right,
to do?
Exactly. If Ghostbusters never came out.
But also, name a more iconic painting to have than fucking Vigo in your house.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Vigo the Carpathian? Yeah, I would hang that in my fucking place, no problem.
I'd hang it over my bed.
Yeah.
Viggy.
If that doesn't get you in the mood for some rocket. You don't got to look at me. Look at the poster. Just look at the painting.
Look at Viggy. All right.
Viggy. Did you just call him Viggy?
Yeah.
Viggy, can't you see? Somehow your painting hypnotized me.
All right. Brian?
Oh, fuck. Where am I at now? who do you want to be?
Fuck me.
Oh, yes.
Nope.
Good for the soul.
Justin? Are we
wow.
in now?
Sorry.
You know how weird it is? You know how weird it is that Torres and I are hitting on this and you're the one who's off?
No. Believe me, that's the way this show goes
Brian
most
and I
of the time.
Joined forces for what should be the real top 10.
This is what it...
You know what?
You didn't have Dead Man's Party. Your whole list is trash, Justin.
You know what? How about this? We were supposed to do this a little later because we thought that NXT TakeOver was going to... How about this? How about we just cut this episode off? We'll regroup in 20 minutes and we're just going to let you think about what the hell you just did.
Yeah.
Nah.
You sit in the corner and not have a party and think about what you've done.
I don't feel too bad about it, except for Dead Man's Party. I feel really bad about that one.
Well, yeah.
You should feel bad about everyone that you've missed right now.
All right. so was Who Do You Want to Be? Was that Brian? Or was that
yes,
you?
That was
okay.
Brian.
That was me, yeah.
So it's Fredo's turn.
Let's see. What song does Justin not have? Oh, shit. I just realized I got one song twice. Oh, I get to add a song. Awesome. Let's go. Because I think we don't have a lot off of Boingo. Well, I got a lot off Boingo. I don't think you guys do. Let's go with Pedestrian Wolves.
Motherfucker.
Boingo.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, that's a surprise. That's a surprise.
Pedestrian Wolves?
Pedestrian, yeah.
Yeah, I have that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, guess who doesn't have it?
Yeah.
I gotta do a quick list to check here so I can add one more song. You know what? Screw it. Let's just add Weird Science.
I was gonna tell you to add Weird Science.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just add Weird Science
so
because
that
one I've got
all the way through now.
Yeah.
All right. Let me find it on this list. Wait, where the hell is it?
Weird Science. There we go.
There it is.
Should be in the conversation somewhere.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, let's just put that one through. Because.
Let me slide it on up to the top there.
There you go. Like, you see how I fixed it? Just
I love the bass lines of that album, even though they're not played by a bass guitar. It's fucking keyboards. Mm-hmm. But I still love it anyway. It's fucking great. You usually I would hate that kind of thing. It's like fake bass. But there's such great fucking bass lines in that record.
Look, he couldn't afford a bass player with all the horns and everything else he's paying.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right. It's back to me. Back to me. How about we go to Nothing to Fear? Whole Day Off.
Nope.
Okay. All right, Brian.
All right, I'm going to go Private Life.
God damn it.
Nope.
Wow.
Sometimes I should just go with my fucking gut.
Let's go off Nothing to Fear. Wild Sex in the Working Class.
Yes. See, I almost said that one because I knew you fucking had it. I do have it on my list.
Hey! Me too.
Oh, you got it too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. Goes all the way through. What are we at, 5 now?
Yes,
and I said 7. I think we'll make 7 easy, I think. I don't know, because Justin.
It's always me.
The fucking wet blanket over here.
I mean, how wet could my blanket be? 5 or through?
It should be 7 right now. It should be 7. At least.
Jeez. All right. So, Wild
I'm next, yeah. Right?
Well, Wild Sex was Fredo. So
was mine,
Fredo,
yeah.
Right, yeah, that's you.
So Fredo. We're back to me. I'm gonna just keep trying to whiff here. Then, how about Pictures of You?
No.
Nope. Hey, you're doing a good job whiffing.
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to do.
I love that Cure song. Pictures of You.
All right, Brian.
Wake Up. It's 1984.
No.
Okay, I know this one's gonna miss, but I had to put it. It's off Only Aladdin. You Really Got Me. I know Justin doesn't like covers. But that was one of those. It's
good.
You know, like when Devo when Devo did Satisfaction, they made it completely their own. That's how I felt about this.
I would say that Devo's Satisfaction is the greatest cover of all time, right? Just because of like how they deconstructed that whole song.
Sure.
Made that guitar riff a drum beat. It's just genius.
Right.
It is a good cover, but
yeah. I think it's a great cover. Like I said, they made it their own. You know, unlike Van Halen when they did it, you could tell it was kind of a take off the Kinks.
Yeah.
You know, but these guys just turned it on its head. So, but I knew it wasn't going to be in there because they said, Justin, don't do covers.
Unless they're really good. This one was in the running.
Really?
It was. Because it's a good cover. It's a really good cover.
It's not just Justin. I don't do them either unless they're really good.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, so we're back to me, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, why fix what's not broken? Keep trying. Same man I was before.
Nope. You're trying the same list you were before.
Yeah, right?
All right, Brian?
All right. I'm going to keep missing, too. Stay. Dead Man's Party.
Nope.
No.
Yeah. One of their more like slow jams, you know?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, for my next song off of Dead Man's Party, this is why I didn't put Stay. Fool's Paradise.
Okay. I don't have it though, but yeah.
No, me neither.
Yeah. Oh man. I was trying not to make that whole album my whole list.
So was I. As a matter of fact,
But you didn't put Dead Man's Party.
here's one I do have from Dead Man's Party, though. No One Lives Forever.
Yep, I got that one.
Nope.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Where that came from.
Yep.
All right.
That's a fucking great song too.
Into the
concert. See, I thought no one would have that one. That was gonna be my deep pull, and you have it, Justin. So that gives me a little more faith.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? And I'll tell you right now, that's gonna go through.
All right, I'm down with that.
Me too, obviously. And just so you know, that's one we got from listeners too.
Awesome.
So, all right, Brian.
All right. Staying on my slow jams that have been missing so far. We Close Our Eyes.
No.
Nope.
No.
If there was ever like their first top 40 contemporary hit, it was that from Boingo.
All right, Fredo.
I don't know if you guys are gonna have this because I took it off of Best of Boingo. Goodbye, Goodbye.
I almost added that, but it wasn't officially on the list. I knew Justin wouldn't have it, so I didn't bring it.
I had to put that song on, if, man. If I could
throw a song away and add that one, I would definitely would, for sure.
Justin, I don't know if you heard it.
I have not.
Oh my God, I'm telling you. Go ahead, Brian.
It's the reason to buy the whole album, honestly, as far as I'm concerned. Because it's a live studio album. They basically just recorded live in a studio. It's not actually a live show. They did it basically because their label at the time, they had to like get rights to some of their old stuff, so they just played a live album, and then some of those newer, like the newer versions, became those versions of those songs.
Oh.
So yeah. So but that was, I think that was exclusively to that record.
Yeah, and it was Justin, I can guarantee you.
How long have we known each other?
That if you heard that song, dude, I can guarantee you that if you heard that song, it would have made your list.
Yeah,
guarantee it.
Well, unfortunately, I did not, so I apologize.
You scumbag!
I don't know what you want from my life.
Didn't we do that with somebody? Oh, we did that with Alice Cooper.
Yeah, that's
give it a listen. Give it a quick listen.
That was when the Fredo rule was invented.
Yes. Give it a quick listen.
Let's see. Goodbye. Goodbye.
On Boingo Alive. Yeah.
Boingo Alive version.
That's the only version that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you have one that you would throw away for this, Brian? To get behind it?
Well, yeah. One that I haven't named yet. I would cut up my list for sure. Yeah.
All right. Let me look at my list and see if I got one I'm willing to give up. I mean, I definitely do.
This is, I'm telling you, I want this played at my funeral. I wouldn't mind it playing as they're lowering me into the ground.
All right, I got this one. I got one that I'll drop out. This needs to go here. So if we're all in agreement.
Okay, hold on, because it's about to come up to a part that you got to listen to. Yeah, turn this, yeah. Okay.
A dirty clown?
Just, yeah.
I'm with it.
So good.
All right. Well, I mean, both Brian and I are willing to sacrifice choices from our list, so it goes through.
Yeah, I will, absolutely.
It goes through. We are now at 6 unanimous.
Ah.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you broker a deal. I'm just saying, if this may have happened last week on the show, and I got run through the ringer for no reason, and nobody tried to make any deals. So, what do you want from my life?
It's, people don't know how to play the game.
All right.
Yeah, clearly Torres is not on that show. So.
I will say we did invoke the Fredo rule last week.
Did you?
On Huey Lewis, yeah. Yep.
Really? I got to go back. Who invoked it?
I basically forced them to because none of them would do it. So I was like, if you guys want to invoke the Fredo rule, we can.
Who was on that panel?
It was Keith, Corey, and Jody.
Oh my god.
So I
gotta go back and listen to that show.
Yeah.
I want to hear them all be pussies and you fucking man up.
All right. So we have.
It's on you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Let me add goodbye to our unanimouses.
Yep. I'm telling you, man, that song is just so fucking awesome.
A good one.
All right, then I can stay on my trash. How about? I feel a little less like this one's trash. I feel pretty. I like this one a lot. Skin.
No.
Nope. No, you're right. With your trash.
Still went there though. All right, Brian.
I'm probably not gonna hit this record at all. When the lights go out.
Yeah, I got it. That was the song that I did twice.
Nice.
I do not have that one.
That was the song that I had twice. That's awesome.
Good song.
All right.
It's still in the conversation. Great. All right. My turn. I'm going to go off of Good for the Soul. I'm going to go with Sweat.
Nope.
No.
God, fuck.
Sweat. And I sweat.
That song is awesome. Ugh.
All right.
We should be almost done, right?
We have.
Yeah.
I've got six left.
I have.
What?
Yep. Well, I've been missing left and right, so.
I have three left.
That's what I got. I got three. We probably got the same three.
Nope. Nope.
So.
And Justin's got none of them.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not. So. So let's do. Well, I guess we can do three rounds, and then I'll.
Yeah.
All right, so okay. How about more trash? Elevator Man.
Nope.
No.
All right.
Actually, I think I really hate that song.
Yeah, it's not memorable for me, though.
Yeah.
All right, Brian?
Change.
Nope.
The closing song of their last record ever. It's like 16 minutes long or some shit. It's very acoustic-y singer-songwriter stuff. Good stuff.
No.
I don't have it. Nope. All right, Fred.
I'm gonna go with Off of Boingo. Hey.
Yes.
Followed Insanity. You got it?
Yes. I do.
I have it. Wow.
You have it too, Brian?
No, I don't. I'm surprised. Oh. I don't.
I know. Well, I'm surprised either one of you had it because you didn't have Insanity and it flows right into it.
That's true.
I initially had them both, and then I had to chop it down.
How do you break up
the
set?
Well, I guess.
That's like, I mean, that's like, you know, brain damage eclipse of a Dark Side of the Moon. They just go together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I did. What do you want from my life? It's what I did. All right. I will go to Good for Your Soul and the song Good for Your Soul.
Nope.
Nope. Don't have it.
All right, Brian.
All right. My last one is from Darker Than the Other Tunnel. And it is Try to Believe.
Nope. All right, Fredo.
Okay, so I got two, so I might as well hit you up with my two. I've got Where Do My Friends Go?
Almost.
Nope.
No. And my last one is Lost Like This.
No.
No. Nope. They were both off of Boingo. You know, I didn't want to go with a lot off of Dead Man Party, but I went with a lot off of fucking Boingo.
I honestly didn't expect to have as much from Dead Man's Party as I did. It still holds up.
Oh, the whole album is great.
Yeah. I had the most from that, for sure, from Dead Man's Party.
All right.
What were the last of yours, Justin?
So this is what I got left. Perfect System.
Okay.
Imposter. Mm-hmm. And Glory Be.
I was hoping one of the ones that your last ones was one of the ones I threw away for goodbye, but it was not, so it's fine.
All right. So you have what, two left, Brian?
No, I'm done.
No, he's done. Okay. That's why I did my two.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all done here.
All right, so this is what we got through on the first pass. Nothing Bad Ever Happens to Me, Just Another Day, Only a Lad, Weird Science, Wild Sex in the Working Class, and Goodbye, Goodbye. One shy of the seven you were looking for, Fredo.
Well, if you would have did the right thing.
Yeah.
It would have been.
So, let's just fucking add it on there and get it
yeah,
done.
Just, okay, we yeah. got Dead Man's Party.
Dead Man's Party's in.
Right. And what, Who Do You Want to Be Today? That the other one?
No One Lives Forever. Remember? We're going to go back for that one? Was that the
one? I didn't have that one. I'm more than willing to put that one on.
All right, so No One Lives Forever. All right, mm-hmm. So that takes us to eight. So two more choices left out of these. Gray Matter, You Really Got Me, We Close Our Eyes, Not My Slave, Elevator Man. Wait, no, sorry, that's the wrong list. Who Do You Want to Be?
Yeah, what?
I was like, what?
I don't remember agreeing on any of these.
Who Do You Want to Be? Pedestrian Wolves, When the Lights Go Out, and Hey. Those are all twos.
And we, two of those four?
When the Lights Go Out and Pedestrian Wolves.
When the Lights...
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for the last two, yeah.
See, I'm saying, Who Do You Want to Be Today, Pedestrian Wolves?
Okay.
Well, I have both of those, so I agree with that.
All right, so Pedestrian Wolves is in, because that one was like one of my last cuts. All right, so what was it? Who Do You Want to Be or When the Lights Go Out?
Who Do You Want to Be when the Lights Go Out? Those are really the two, which we can let you pick.
Well, for me, I would say Who Do You Want to Be between those two, but I love both of them, so.
So yeah. If it's between those two, Who Do You Want to Be was like actually on my list. I don't remember When the Lights Go Out. So if it's between those two, Who Do You Want to Be is the one.
All right.
So
okay.
Does that give us 10?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ooh, let me move that so I can see. All right. Nothing Bad Ever Happens to Me. Just Another Day. Only a Lad, Weird Science, Goodbye, Goodbye, Dead Man's Party, No One Lives Forever, Pedestrian Wolves, and Who Do You Want to Be?
That's a solid list, man.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, that is.
Wait a second.
That's the greatest hits, actually.
Did I miss something?
Goodbye, Goodbye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nope, I've got 9 here.
Say them again.
Nothing Bad Ever Happens to Me, Just Another Day, Only a Lad, Weird Science. Oh, I see. Wild Sex isn't on this one. It's on mine.
Oh, yeah. Wild Sex in the Working Class.
There we go.
Yeah,
that one made it through.
Yep.
That's 10. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. We got 10. All right. So, Fredo, what is the one?
With a bullet?
Yep.
For me? It's got to be Dead Man's Party. Yep. I want it to be Goodbye, Goodbye, but it's got to be Dead Man's Party.
It has to be Dead Man's Party, without question. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I'm with right. you. I mean,
you're finally with us.
Yeah, right.
I felt bad for not having it, because I don't know. I don't know why I cut it, but I did, and here we are. It's been redeemed. So, I'm with it. Let's do Dead Man's Party is our number one with a bullet, and that gives us our final 10 at Dead Man's Party, Nothing Bad Ever Happens to Me, Just Another Day, Only a Lad, Weird Science, Wild Sex in the Working Class, Goodbye, Goodbye, No One Lives Forever, Pedestrian Wolves, and Who Do You Want to Be? Not a bad list, if I do say so myself.
And there's some deep cuts on there too. I like it.
Yeah. I like it too. Has this been the easiest one that you've ever done with me?
With you, yeah, for sure.
Yes, I would have to say so, probably.
I just want to let everybody know that, you see, I am not always the pain in the ass.
I don't think Adam Ant was that bad with us.
Yeah, I didn't think Adam Ant was that bad.
Creed
that's
was
because, Justin was missing on our fucking deep cuts and making them together.
Kind of like this one. Yeah.
And like tonight.
What do you want from my life? What do you people want from me? I'm trying the best I can. I crammed this entire discography in a week, so
I'm proud of you.
Just saying.
Yeah, I am too. And I'm, you know what? I'm sure that it wasn't as horrible as some of the other ones that you've had. Alabama, for
example. Right. Oh no.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I had an absolute blast listening to Oingo Boingo. That's without question. I really enjoyed it, but I just clearly was on the wrong wavelength. So what are you gonna do? All right. Well, we have our 10, and if you would like to get this episode or any episode before the rest of the world, is probably how I should frame that. Patreon.com/ohhijustin would be a great place for you to go. $1 a month gets you in the door, and it gets you like an ass ton, a metric ass ton of stuff. Like it's I'm just, there is content pouring out of all of my holes. It's ridiculous. I don't know what you people want, but there is content coming out of my pores. So I'm just saying, patreon.com.
That wet ass content.
patreon.com/ohhijustin at the $1 level, it gets you everything that I'm doing, and before the rest of the world even. So I would greatly appreciate it if you'd consider it. I also appreciate it if you would, you know what, screw the subscribing. I'd love for you to do it. You know, I'd love for you to, you know, leave comments and likes and all that stuff, but the absolute best way you can help me and this show is by sharing. Tell a friend about it. Let's grow together. And there's a lot of you. I know there are. And you all enjoy the show because you tell me. Let's grow together. Let's get bigger, badder, better, baby.
Yeah.
With that being said, Oingo Boingo. Learn them and love them, people. See you next week. Goodbye.